Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus.
It's a comfort
zone. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Welcome to Free Comfort Zone. The comfort zone has started. If you're the host, please click your four-digit we will connect you to your call. You are the first attendee of this conference.
Your host
is joining.
Who came
child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed drink, the waters of life, you became for me. Calvary, praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
not know what you are going through today, the sorrow, the hardship, and the pain. But though the mountains crumble and the oceans rage, and war against my soul the devil may wage, though the tempest has turned my smile upside down, and my life like a river of sorrow in which I drown, yet will I stand unshaken for as long as it lasts. Faithful is he that promised, and it shall come to pass. If God be for us, then who can stand against? The God who spoke all the earth into form, he said, let there be light, let it be bright, let there be day, let there be night. Out of the sound of his voice, birds, fish and trees did come. The mountains, they melt like wax. The hills skip like young cows at the sound of the voice of the God that we serve. Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Beside thee, O Lord, we have no other God.
God all by himself. Excuse me. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace and mercy from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boye from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 3. I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of His wrath. He has led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is He turned. He turned His hand against all the day. My flesh and my skin have He made old. He has broken my bones. He has builded against me and compressed me with gall and travail. He has set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He has hedged me about that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, He shutteth out my ways with hewn stone. He has made my path crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent His bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of His quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all people and their song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He has covered me with ashes. And Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul have them in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassion fear not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, in Him, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his hand in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheeks to him that smiteth him. He is filled with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off. Though he cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercy. For He doth not afflict willingly the grief the children of men, to crush under the feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that sitteth and it cometh to pass? Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. A living man complain. a man for the punishment of his sins. Let us search and try our ways and turn to the Lord. Lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in heaven. We have transgressed and have rebelled, and thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast seen, thou hast did it. Thou hast covered ourselves with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offspring and refused in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouth against us. Fear and snare is come upon us, and desolation and destruction. My eyes runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eyes sicker down and ceaseth not without intermission, till the Lord looked down. And behold, from heaven my eye affected my heart because of the daughters of my city. My enemies chased me still like a bird without a course. They have cut off my life in a dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flow over my head, and I said, I am cut off. I call upon thy name, O Lord, out of the dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thy ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drew near in the day that I call upon thee. Thou says, fear not, O Lord. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all the vengeance and all the imaginations against me. Thou hast heard the reproach, O Lord, and all the imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their devised against me all the day. Behold, the sitting down and the rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the works of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3. One of the things, Lamentation, we always go back just for the Lord had me read the whole thing this morning. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you and we bless you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We have no other God but you. You are our Father. And Almighty God, we love you. And so, Lord, we just come to say thank you, keeping watch over us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our children in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our spouses in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our siblings in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews, O God. Thank you for each and every intercessor under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We thank you, Lord. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So, Father, we thank you that we have freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. So, Father, as we this morning, we ask you for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry unto you for mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy for our children. Mercy, O God, for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus, for our siblings. Mercy, O God, for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, O God. We pray for mercy. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, O God. Bring down your mercy. Your mercies do every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so, Almighty God, we come to you this morning, and we cry out for mercy for ourselves, for our children, for our spouses, for our grandchildren. Let the holy blood of Jesus wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus to wash our sins, to wash away our children, our grandchildren's sins. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we flush the service of the blood of Jesus. We flush our wounds of the blood of Jesus. We put the doorposts of our womb, we mark it with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, our dwelling places of the blood of Jesus. Our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. Our spouses dwelling places. Our spouses are the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren are the blood of Jesus. We cover our siblings with the blood of Jesus and their spouses, oh God. We cover their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We cover our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We soak our cells, our tissue, and our organs in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood refresh us. Let the blood of Jesus restore us. Let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us. Let the blood of Jesus be upon our hands. Let the blood of Jesus, everything that we do, cover in the blood of Jesus. Our possessions are the blood of Jesus. Our footsteps are the blood of Jesus. Our transportation and our cars are the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we put the armor on our spouses, on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on, oh, God, on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. The armor on each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels to assist us and do your bidding in our lives. Lord, we thank you for this breath that you gave us. We thank you for the life that you gave us, oh God. You came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Oh God, great is thy faithfulness morning by morning. New mercies we see, Lord, we woke up this morning. You woke us up, and the mercy was available for us. And so, Lord, we thank you that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. Amazing grace will always be our song of praise. But it was grace that brought us liberty. I dare not trust how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. So, Father God, I shall forever praise you. I shall forever praise you. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The living God, invade our homes. Spirit of the living God, invade our personal spaces. Spirit of the living God, invade our children and our grandchildren homes. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, fall fresh on our spouses, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Spirit of the living God, oh, how I love Jesus. Lord, we need you every second, every minute, and every hour. Father, we thank you for in your presence. There is fullness of joy. You said rest on the Sabbath day. So, Father God, we thank you that we can rest in your presence. We thank you, Lord, that we can rest and listen to what you're saying. We thank you, Lord, for your rest in you. We thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord. You are our shepherd. There's no lack in us. We thank you for blessing us exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. We thank you that we can recognize your blessings and we can appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Also, Marco Boyu, welcome to I Am Morning Glory Service. Let the glory of Almighty God permeate your atmosphere, your home, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You are the glory. You are the lifter of our hands. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you and we bless you. When I bring, let me bring his word forth this morning. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. We talk about God owning the hearts of all men. So I always say, do not be afraid. If I would say, give a testimony, you will begin to tell me what God has done in your life, how he used different people to come to your ear. And he used people that were not even Christians. God is sovereign. He owns the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, for God so loved the world. Let's look at John 3:16. Every time we say that, but let us look at it and see what God is speaking to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. Bear with me. God is speaking this morning. Hallelujah. He's speaking to each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So when you see that God, Elijah, so this widow in Zarephath, this widow is a Gentile. She is not in covenant with God. But yet God saw it to send Elijah, one of the, in fact, at that time he was the greatest prophet in Israel. And God commanded, he said, I have commanded the widow to feed you. The widow does not have a husband. But a widow is a person whose husband is dead. This widow husband is dead. Widow, when you hear the word widow, we all know it. The spouse is dead. The husband is dead. It's drought. But yet God said, I have commanded. This is a season. Do look at what's happening, the high prices. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. So God is going to bless you in many different ways. And who am I speaking to this morning? I hope I'm not speaking just to me. God will bless you in unusual ways. He said to tell you that he's going to bless you, bless your children, your family members in unusual ways because he is God. Hallelujah. He is the CEO of the universe. He created the whole universe, and everything he's suffering is under him. He owns the hearts of men. So God will use different people, situations, so that you can be blessed. You are a covenant child of God. This woman is not in a covenant relationship, but yet, God sent the prophet there. It's supposed to teach you a lesson. Teach us a lesson. For God so loved the world. Jesus did not come here to condemn, but he came that we may be saved. God did not send that prophet there just to be going there because God wants to bless this woman. If God can look at this woman and want to bless her, she's not in a covenant relationship. How about you who's in a covenant relationship with God? He's obligated to give us covenant blessings as long as we fulfill our part of the covenant. But he said, I will have compassion, whom I have compassion, and I have mercy on who I want to have mercy on. So this woman, God is getting ready to save her spiritually, emotionally, and physically. She's a Gentile. He sent Elijah there. He said, and he said, I've commanded. But you probably don't know why she just feels compelled to take care of this man. Because it's the Lord who owns the heart. Elijah went to Zarephath. And then when he came to the gate of the city, guess what the Lord said? The widow woman was there gathering sticks. Nothing just happens. It was already ordained by God that Elijah don't have to look all over for this woman. She will be right there, gathering of sticks. And then he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Okay, he asked the lady, it's famine. But then the woman don't holler, but still he asked her. And she said, as she was going to fetch it, he called to her, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Then she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in my barrel and a little oil in cruse. Behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks that I'm going to go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. She's in a hopeless situation. Can you understand what the Lord has been speaking to us this whole week? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. that this woman, God wants the heart of everybody who's suffering. I don't care how evil that person is. When God touched that heart, it can turn so that person can release, can bless, be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Now, it's an instruction. The woman, he asked for water. She prayed, give me, it's the family time. But she didn't say no. She goes and gets the water. And then she said, give me some bread. Then the woman speaks, I only have a little bit of flour and oil. And this is for my son. I'm going to fix this and we're going to eat it. I will last meat and later die because this is the last. This woman could have been selfish. She said, I'm not giving this prophet nothing. I have my little water for me and my son. And self-preservation is the first rule because we think about ourselves. But she still go and give it to Elijah. Elijah is not selfish. He said, give me some for you and your son to eat. So she did everything. She could have said, why does this man want me to do this? Why he wants me to give my last meal, this and that? But she listens and she does this. There's a blessing. Because she released her bread and her water, servant to the man, the prophet of God. She fixed that cake for Elijah first, and then she did the rest for herself. What did God do? Say that we hope she will always have. He said, fear not. Hallelujah. Who worry you have? Don't think it's your last. It's not your last. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And guess what? This woman had you until in the famine she had me until the Lord sent the rain. Can you imagine? He blessed up that prosperity. If it's famine in a land, you think all the other people are wrong. They're probably it's famine not just for her, but the whole land. So you see the blessings that tied to this. She probably a supplier to supply the people. People buy from her the oil to make their bread and oil. So this widow woman who is about to die, finally, her life story changes because she heeded to the voice of the prophet. Hallelujah. God bless her exceedingly, abundantly. Hallelujah. God can use anything and anyone to bless you. But hear the word of the Lord. You will be blessed. You are blessed. Your blessings will come. Your breakthrough will come from unusual places. Get your communion ready. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, this morning, we bless you and we thank you for this holy sacrament. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless the Holy Communion. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God, breathe on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe on the bread, breathe on the water. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the juice, whatever we have, that represents the Holy Communion. Breathe on it, O God. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, all your promises are yes and amen. And we cancel every evil satanic word spoken against our lives, spoken against our destiny, spoken against our children's lives, spoken against their destiny. We cancel every evil negative word spoken against our spouses, spoken against our brothers and sisters and our nieces and nephews. We cancel those words right now in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace, your greater grace, resting upon each and every one of us. You give your apostles greater grace. And when they walk in your greater grace, oh, Father God, things happen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you to do. There's nothing impossible for you to do. Oh, God, we give you glory. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against, oh, Father God, the plan of the enemy against us, against this day, in the name of Jesus, against your plans and purpose for our destiny, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness, in the name of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purposes for our lives. No weapon present against us shall prosper. No weapon present against our spouses, our children, and grandchildren shall prosper. No weapon present against us. We are in a covenant relationship with you, Jesus. With you, Jesus. With you, Jesus. Oh, God. We are your kingdom covenant children. Oh, God, as we take the communion, we pray for healing. We invoke the blessings that is in the Holy Communion upon each and every one of our lives. We invoke the covenant blessings upon our children and grandchildren's lives. We invoke those blessings, oh God, upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews' lives. Oh God, protection, heal us, redeem us, the covenant blessings, oh God. Invoke it upon each and every one of our lives. The mystery blessings, the secret hidden blessings of the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Remembrance of me. Partake, my brothers and sisters, this morning. Bless the Lord and take your bread in Jesus' name. Amen. After the same manner, also he took the cup, sitting in my blood. This 2 years, often as she's drinking, in remembrance of me. You may partake of your juice or water that represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for the blessings and the restoration in the Holy Communion, the bread that represents the body of Christ, the wine that represents his blood. We receive those benefits in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we are. Above all that we can think or act of. Thank you for your protection, for your loving kindness, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the things is you see that this widow woman, she released her bread, that she made the cake for the prophet. And before she made it for herself. Hallelujah. And what happened? Never rain dry. Today is the Sabbath day. And we've been doing this Sabbath day for years. One of two people will hear once. We got people for the whole last year in this ministry are looking at the financials. Look at it. The whole last year, they never gave a dime. Not even a dry penny to the ministry. Not a dime. Come to the seventh blessing. God don't tell you how much to give. God just said, plant a seed. Even if you have 1 cent, take that 1 cent and pray over it. If you only want to give 1 cent, how many days in how many weeks in a year, then you give your 52 cents for the whole year. That's what you want to do. You can give anything that you have. 1 cent you want to give it or that you want to give. But many people come empty-handed. Every reason. Even when we say this person is passed, let's help this person who has death in their family. People don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. And people make excuses. It's surprising because the people that make excuses is their own friends that make those excuses. People that are close to them are the ones that make excuses. If death comes to every family and to everyone, it is all right. What we do unto others, that will be that happen to us. And right now we think nothing, we okay. But it's not right. We don't want to give the minister. We don't want to give when somebody lost a member in their family. And then we want to compare and contrast and say that how many are we in the ministry? We're not much. To give? No, we're not going to give a dime. We're not going to do it. For our preconceived notions, we're not going to. For those of you that are faithful in your, especially your Sabbath offering, that's the day God rested. That's the day God declared is holy unto the Lord. And we don't plant a seed in this day. You don't think about it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as you multiply this widow, oil and the flour, let there be multiplications in our lives of blessings, unlimited flowing in our lives. Let us never lack anything. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed, and a safe day. In Jesus' name, receive your Sabbath day blessing for yourself and your children and family members in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you.